So can you see a little bit about how that might be a dynamic that exists in your mind and in your life? Because that's the only way this will change you or help you, is if you can see the places where you do it, use it, where it kicks in. So start to notice these things. And the intensity of the teenager when the want act no longer worked, when the act had to be pumped up a little bit. Now all of a sudden, things that were wanted, like I want the keys to the car, or I want a new car, all of a sudden it changes to I need the keys to the car, or else I'll die. I need to have a new car, or I'll die. I really need blank. And the truth is, you need oxygen, a little water, tiny bit of food, and shelter. Those are needs. Everything else is a want. But when you elevate a want up to the level of a need, oh, then the intensity comes up, you know. And when you use all this unhappiness to motivate yourself to get these needs met, these imagined needs met, the whole dynamic of want, going after what I want, just because I want it, and it'll be fun. That whole dynamic gets changed into a, you know, fight or flight mechanism where I need it, I gotta have it. And if I don't have it, you know, bam, my lizard brain gets activated and all the adrenaline flows into my system and I tighten up and my communication becomes bad and my energy level plummets and basically I become ineffective and start being a tyrant in my world in order to get the things I need, the things I desperately need or else. Okay, so that's what happens when the whole game gets escalated, you know, in the teen years. It's no longer I want it and I want to motivate these people to give it to me. It becomes I need it and I really am unhappy if I don't get it. So ask yourself, does it work as a tool? Yes. In the short run. Can you cut a board with a hammer? Yes. But in the end, you're left with jagged relationships, broken hearts, a dead wish nature, and no motivation whatsoever. So there is a price. Now in your life, you want to start finding the places where you use unhappiness as a tool and what purpose you're trying to accomplish, who you're trying to motivate. And now if you want to just jump out of it really quick, just ask yourself, what do you want? So if you catch yourself trying to motivate your mate with unhappiness, ask yourself, what do you want? You might say, you know, what I want is love. What I want is just to be close, and I want my mate to hold me or be with me, comfort me. And then ask yourself, is my unhappiness helping me to get it? And you might realize that the unhappiness is pushing them away. So then ask, well, what can I do? Or what do I want to do? If the unhappiness isn't working to get me what I want, what else can I do? And try to dust off your creative nature. What else can I do? How else can I communicate? You know? And come up with some options for yourself. Barry Kaufman's work is called The Option Process, and I really recommend him. I recommend you read every book he ever wrote because he was brilliant at this whole process. It's called The Option Process, and his name was Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N. And I believe he wrote a book called Sunrise about how he used these practices to heal his autistic son. So he's a really good read if you like this material.